With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Fire tore through a mobile home just south of Rhinelander early Saturday morning. The home is a total loss, but everyone got out all right. According to a Facebook post from the Pine Lake Fire Department, Town of Pelican firefighters were called out at 12:12 a.m. Saturday with a report of a porch fire that was spreading to a home on Harmony Hills Court. As firefighters were on the way, word came that the home was fully involved, and additional help was called in from a number of area departments. The mobile home was a total loss, and the home next door did suffer some heat damage to the vinyl siding. Firefighters were on the scene for about 4 hours. Hurricane Helene devastated parts of the southeastern United States. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to a Red Cross worker about disaster response and how people living in the Northwoods can help.
The death toll for Hurricane Helene is still rising, but now over 200 people have been killed by the massive Category 4 storm. While a number of states in the southeast were hit by the storm, North Carolina seems particularly impacted. Asheville, North Carolina was destroyed by mudslides and rivers of water. Barbara George is a volunteer with the Red Cross, based in Surry County, North Carolina.
A lot of homes have fallen down the hill into the river and floated away with the winds that were happening. A lot of the houses were blown apart. A lot of people, unfortunately, were not able to get away from the disaster.
She said people are confused, disoriented, depressed, and don't know what the future will look like.
There's so much that's gone that'll never come back.
She said the Red Cross has set up large shelters with food, clothing, cots, and rooms for disabled people.
And in a lot of cases, we have emotional support on the scene. We have people who are willing to work with them to try to find them a place to stay. We do a little bit of everything to try to keep these people comfortable and try to keep their distress away from them.
She said the biggest thing people in the Northwoods can do is donate money to the Red Cross. George explained that shelters don't have the capacity for donated food, water, or clothing, but that they're working with other agencies on the ground.
We don't have the manpower in these shelters to even receive that stuff or a place to put it. We are dealing with emotional people. We need to keep our people on target as far as helping the survivors of this disaster.
She said if you can't offer money, prayers are desperately needed. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Thousands braved a cooler Sunday to head to Eagle River's annual Cranberry Festival. More than 45,000 were expected over the two-day event. Shopping, eating, live music, and beverages were all part of the experience. Kim Emerson, executive director of the Eagle River Area Chamber of Commerce, says the impacts go far beyond the festival grounds.
They're dining in our restaurants, going to the grocery store. They're buying gas at our gas stations. They're going downtown. They're shopping, bringing all of those people to our community. And what we call a shoulder season is a spectacular push going into the winter.
Wisconsin leads the nation in growing cranberries. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Voters in Stevens Point will consider a public safety referendum on November 5th that will allow the city to hire 9 additional firefighter paramedic positions. Mayor Mike Wiese says staffing has not kept up with call volume and the staff is getting to a breaking point.
The need has grown over the years, so while staffing hasn't increased, the number of calls for service has significantly increased, more than doubling in the same time frame.
Wiese says Stevens Point will hold a public information session and open house next weekend for voters who want more information as part of a campaign to make sure voters get informed.
We did a video with the fire chief. You can find that at stevenspoint.com, kind of explaining the process and how the need has grown over the years.
Wiese says 9 additional full-time positions split between 3 shifts may seem like a lot, but like any other job, there's time off and sick time to consider.
People are sick, they take vacations, there's training involved. So you're really only getting about 2 equivalent full-time firefighters per each shift.
Voters will consider the $900,000 referendum as part of the November 5th election. Absentee voting is already underway. Wiese says those who want to request an early ballot can do so by contacting the Stevens Point Clerk's office or by making a request at the myvote.wy.gov website. A new poll shows nearly half of Wisconsin voters stopped talking about politics with someone because of disagreements over the presidential race. Mike Mullen reports.
46% of voters in the latest Marquette Law School poll said personal interactions were halted by differences of opinion about the candidates. That sentiment is higher than the past two election cycles. Voter Jane Gomez of suburban Milwaukee suggests there's a disrespectful tone that starts with the campaigns and trickles down to the voters themselves.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
Gomez, a conservative who plans to vote for Donald Trump this fall, says her mind can be changed when there's a thoughtful approach to civic engagement. In the race for the White House, the Marquette poll shows Kamala Harris leading Trump by 4 percentage points. The head-to-head matchup results are consistent with the school's early September poll. The survey also indicates there's a lot of enthusiasm among Wisconsin voters. Elsewhere in the Midwest, Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she'll be voting for Kamala Harris in November. She says she isn't a big fan of politics, but her concerns about Donald Trump are enough to motivate her to support the Democratic ticket.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump, because he don't see people. He just sees himself.
Orridge suggests preserving democracy is a major priority as she looks ahead to the election. She views voting as a duty for people who are serious about enacting the political change they believe in. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.